Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, everyone out there. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy herself, and I have my co-host, Stevie G, that's coming in real soon. Just thank everyone for just taking the time to come out. The number to call in again is 917-932-8881. Tonight is all about the poets this evening. We have a very, very fine brother hopefully coming through, Poetic Genius. We'll hear from him a little bit later. We're going to go ahead and just get the show started and, hit you with a little music for right now. And we're going to hit you with some Maxwell here. And then we'll come right in and get the party started. All right. That was Maxwell with Fistful of Tears. It's just something just magical about that man's voice that I really, really, truly love. But we're going to... Well, I see my co-host is here. Stevie G, welcome.
What's good?
you look good. I'm just looking forward to a great show this evening. As I promised, I'm not going to put you under the bus this week, so to speak.
It's all right. You won't throw me under the bus.
Our speaker hasn't come in yet.
Have you opened the chat room?
I was trying to figure that out while we were, had the music playing here somewhere along the line. It disappeared.
It's down at the bottom. I can't get in under, so I just dialed in for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why. So I'm just dialed in tonight. I'm just a regular listener tonight. But you know what?
You're not a regular listener.
I'm a multitasker. I can listen and talk at the same time.
All right. We're going to get it all figured out here. But, again, we're just happy to be here this evening yet to another airing of the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And as I said, partner, I'm not going to throw you on the bus this week, so I'm going to get it started. I'm going to get it popping this evening with a piece from my book, Romantic Poetic Excursions, Erotic Splashes, but I'm going to keep it sweet and nice this evening. I ain't going to get really too hot and heavy. But this piece is called Something Beautiful.
Go on with your bad stuff, girl.
We wanted our engagement to be something beautiful, to say the least. Something different, unique. Bodies built like a flawless masterpiece. It is like a mirage of our bodies pumping vigorously to a rhythm of an African drum beat. It is like walking miles in a boiling heat. Impure thoughts invaded my sleep. It is something that temporarily appeased me, and self-gratification for 2 years it was that teased me. Nevertheless, mutual decision to stay pure, commit to a sexual intermission. We agreed to let our hearts speak and teach us how to love one another unconditionally, intensely, so our love could run deep. Although tempted to backslide on our sexual intermission, breached the contract to let our hearts speak because foreplay intensified a sexual heat, we maintained the contract to let our hearts speak because a more spiritual connection is what we aim to reach. Both non-virgins at our first meet, for one another we became virgins because the love in our hearts tuned out the seductive sounds of sexual heat so we could hear our hearts speak and know what it was that made our union complete. God sustained us even when we were in heat. In our new virgin status, we heard our hearts speak, did not deviate from the terms of the contract. Therefore, we did not breach the purity in our unity. As husband and wife-to-be, it was true love to see that held the key to something beautiful, to say the least. Because this was the kind of love full of purity, it was guaranteed to give you security. Because we both started on the same path as spiritual unity. We could hear our hearts beat to an up-tempo African beat. True love adorns love is the form. Can only be created and born from a divine connection above. This is why our first night in physical copulation took a 2-year-long itinerary of preparation. To produce a love that was unique, something beautiful, our first night together was simply sweet, to say the least. And that's my piece.
That was kind of sweet. I really like that.
Let me get the... Let me get clapping on. Wait a minute.
That definitely has some erotic flashes.
Oh, Okay, that's good enough. That's good enough.
That really did have some erotic flashes, you know?
Yeah, I thought I'd keep it kind of sweet this evening. Don't want to, just fry the ears of the listeners here.
Have you gotten the chat room right yet?
Here we are. Come on. I don't know if this is my computer or what's going on. You're not logged in. Are you logged in on the chat part? Because you know you can still log in even if you called in as a guest from your computer.
It's no chat part up there. That's what I'm saying. It's not logged in. So I guess while you're trying to figure that out, I can spit a new piece that I wrote today while sitting at my office waiting for a truck to come in. And, things just hit you all of a sudden sometimes, and this piece is called God's Commodities. We all have our unique qualities and personalities. I have my own, and at times I'm very proud of me. We all have a similar look, but as different as the pages of a good book. We all have been blessed to be computerized, with minds that memorize going beyond the sky, with thought process that continuously works to endure love, happiness, and heartache that harbors massive hurt. We are the most rare specimen, male and female, going through life's pressures, trying hard not to fail. But we fail and we fall with our backs against the wall. We take our lumps and bruises, but we rise and stand tall because we are the amazing God's creation, suffering through disasters and devastation. But within, we house tools to ward off our demons. That's God in us, and he's screaming, "Back away, you demon, from my child," while he drives the tear ducts in our eyes. We are rare and special commodities, God's children, God's property. And that's my piece.
All right, now, I enjoyed that, Stevie D. Let me get you clapped up here.
Clapped up.
Bravo, 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 bravo. Well, we're going to keep the show going until we have our guests decide to call in. When they arrive in the building, we will connect them in, but we just got to keep it going. We'd like to thank anyone that's out there that's listening. Thank you for taking out your time to listen in to the show, and we hope you get the courage and the nerve to call in and recite a piece. We welcome everyone. We embrace everyone. The number to call in is 917-922-8881. Again, if you didn't get that, it's 917-932-8881. I'm going to get it started again with another piece that I have. I'm going to take it to the spiritual realm for a moment here that I've written. I wrote this back in 2008. It's called Evidence of God's Promise. Sun peering through the fine lines in the skies, beaming through the rain of gloom, waiting for the evidence of God's promise. Water will never again destroy the earth's bloom. Tossed to and fro, moments of feeling high and low, the agony of wanting to, of God's hand, let go. Satan tried to deport me from heaven's gate, but God grabbed hold of me and whispered, "It's not too late. Turn around and make an about face. Walk with me, there'll be room for you in heaven's face." The beauty of the rainbow's colorful hue, surrounded by a light of a brilliant glow, words spoken awakened my memory and let me know this was to my soul to bring life a goal. even when God's presence seems not to show, this is the sign that God is not lacking his promises. Even when I've made bad choices, guided away by Satan's deceptive voices, feeling despondent, walking under the influence of sinful hypnosis, God's antidote for a spiritless diagnosis is praying to him. It will bring you to closest. The rainbow in the sky is God's face, spread in an outstanding gala galore. It is the place I need to explore for my faith in God to restore so I can walk in God's victory once more. And that's my peace, evidence of God's power.
All right. Better put the clap on.
That particular, I'm going to do something a little different here and try to expound on some of the pieces. That this particular piece, when I wrote it, I actually wrote it from looking, seeing a rainbow in the sky, actually. And you know how they tell you what in church, they tell you what the rainbow symbolizes, that, you know, God is not lacking his promises. And so that piece was inspired by, you know, me seeing a rainbow. And that shows you how poetry can just be inspired from anything. I often tell people that the earth is my muse, because anywhere you look, you can be inspired to write a piece, or it compels you to you know, to express yourself in words so beautifully sometimes. It just comes to you when you're inspired by something that you've seen or heard. But I really enjoy it. Even though that was a short piece, I really enjoyed writing that.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very good. I enjoyed it, too. Poetic.
Yes.
Down at the bottom of the page, where I usually sign in as the co-host, that's where you turn on the chat room. Down there somewhere.
I am in the chat room. Actually, let me acknowledge some of the guests that we do have in the chat room. Thank you, Bri Rose, for stopping through. Thank you, Jemai619, for stopping through. We are so glad to have you on the show. They are saying hello, Stevie, and hello, Poetic E. We just really thank you for taking out the time to just come in and listen to the show. We appreciate the support. There's nothing like supporting one another and the things that we're trying to accomplish in our lives. So we just like to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping through. If you feel compelled, if you're a poet or an author or something, if you feel compelled to call in, feel free to call in. The number to call in is 917-932-8881.
I don't know why I can't see the chat room.
You can't. You should be able to see it since you signed in under yourself. You should be able to go in the chat room on your side.
I can't see it, I'm telling you. But anyway, let's go on with the show. There's no sense in stopping now. We're doing such a wonderful job. Wouldn't you say so, guy? I can't see who's in the chat room, but hey! So we're going to keep it moving. And I'm going to do a little piece that I did. And as soon as I find it here, so we can talk until I do. But
okay.
I'm looking for it here. I'll be up on it in a minute.
All right, right. While my co-host is getting his piece ready,
I'm ready.
He's ready. All right. give it to CVG.
All right, this is a piece I wrote called A Man Can Love. The man can do many things to keep his woman complete. The man can succumb to her arguments and allow her to defeat. He can hold her to console her whenever she is feeling blue. He can maintain a flame blazing to keep the relationship moving. The man will make love to her body and her mind. He'll keep a secure home and prepare for sensitive times. Not only does he protect her, keeping her safe and warm, when she's feeling soft and weak, the man stays strong. He can father his offspring and prepare them for the world. The man knows how to toe the line between a boy and girl. A good man is a God-fearing man and has a relationship with God. He doesn't have to say very much, just give his approving nod. The way we men are looked upon and the way we are thought of makes me wonder if some women think that a man can't love. But we can. We can love just like you ladies. Don't sleep. We're worth much more than just making babies. We are minds, bodies, and spirits, way more than we're thought of. But just to set the record straight, a man can love. And that's my piece.
Wow, Stevie G. That's, y'all, that's my co-host. Wait a minute, let me clap it up for him right now for that piece.
Wow.
All right, Stevie, everybody up in the room. Oh, snap, you got Jim 619 saying snap. I like that piece. You have every lady in the room jump and say, Stevie,
I don't know why I can't see the room. Maybe I have to try to log off and come back on. I can't see. I would like to converse with the people in the group and in the chat room, but I can't see.
Yes. You're getting a lot of love in from the chat room. Bree Rose says, clap, clap, very nice. A very nice man that can show his emotions. Yes, I so agree with you. I so agree with you. And I'm assuming that you are a sister or, you know, female. So, yes, indeed. And Gemini 619, I think I'm in love. All right, G. CBG, you got some
poetic
fans here.
Poetic, I'm going to try to go out and come back in. You hold it down for a minute. I'll be right back, okay? I'm going to see if I can.
All right. Well, in the meantime, in between time, we're going to play a little bit more Maxwell here for you listeners out there because I am so in love with Maxwell. So we're going to try to, put him on the air for a moment with Bad Habits, baby.
You and keep you down to time.
Okay. It's Poetic Energy to return and back. Welcome back. I'm glad to be back. I see some hands raised up, but we're going to have to chime in some of our callers. We have someone from the 270 area code here. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Black Homeschoolers.
Welcome, Black Homeschoolers. I'm so glad to have you. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and CBG, are you in?
I'm here.
Yeah, my co-host is, okay, all right now. What are you going to do for us, Black Homeschoolers?
Well, this piece is called Love is a Mystery. I'm trying to keep it in tune with what you all are doing tonight.
All right. Bless us on the mic.
Let me know when you're ready for me to shoot.
Drop it.
All right. You got the stage.
Okay. This is Love is a Mystery that hasn't been solved. There's always a question that isn't resolved. Love is a puzzle that is not put together. It's as frightening as severe stormy weather. Love is a big maze of confusing lanes. If you make the wrong turn, it'll bring you to shame. To this mystery, can one find a clue? Is it possible to know whose love is true? Can one truly find a piece to this puzzle, or will it always remain a struggle? Will this maze finally come to an end, or will you travel it over and over again? If you think of love and see a question mark, I have an answer to relieve your heart. Give your heart to Jesus, you'll have true love. It's genuine, it's perfect, and it comes from above.
Wow, that's sweet.
Wow, and that's not the hold on, wait a minute, let me clap on for our sister, hold on.
Thank you.
Black School, you going to stay on the line and do another one for us?
We are so loving. Peace. Okay. That was so lovely. We enjoyed that piece.
Oh, you want another
Thank
one,
you
huh?
for blessing us.
Yeah, bless us.
You don't know, we take it all.
Okay, well, this one is called Life. I got a bunch of them, but I'll just stick with this one for tonight.
All right.
You ready for me?
Yes, go ahead.
Let me enlarge my text a little bit.
All right.
Okay. Life can bring joy or it can bring pain. It brings sunshine or it brings rain. Life is uncertain, but yet it's sure. It's sometimes stagnated and sometimes pure. Life brings laughter or it brings tears. It can be long or a few short years. Life carries burdens and sometimes ease. It carries health or sickness and disease. Life has ups and it has downs. Sometimes you'll smile, sometimes you'll frown. Life brings victory or it brings defeat because life is considered a two-way street.
Wait a minute. The people want to clap you up. They got it.
All right. Black Homeschoolers in the house tonight. We're loving that, sister. Thank you for blessing us with that.
Okay.
Wonderful piece.
Wonderful. We just enjoyed those two pieces that you bring to us this evening.
What was that?
I said we just so love the pieces there. And what was the name of that piece again?
That one is called Life. As simple as that.
All right, Life, simply Life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What inspired that piece?
I like your style, sister. I like your style.
Oh, thanks.
I really do.
Thank you.
What inspired that piece?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'd like to take this moment to again thank the sister for the two pieces that she did. If you want to continue to hang out, we'd love to have you still hang out with us, but we enjoyed you calling in and bless and uplift those two pieces. We're going to, at this moment, acknowledge all of our guests in the chat room and thank them for stopping in and, you know, taking time out of their busy schedules. We have Black Homeschoolers in the house, which just rendered us two very lovely pieces. We have Bree Rose in the house. Welcome. We have Gemini619. Welcome. We have J. Michael Collins. Welcome. We have Quiet Storm. True Storm of Spoken Word, welcome, 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 Soft Kids of 53, and my co-host, BBG, thank you for just hanging out with us tonight. If you want to call in and bless us on the mic, here's the number to call, is 917-932-8881. Let's keep it popping, CBG.
Alright, is there anyone else out there in the chat room that wants to spit and bless the mic, please call in. Please call in. We want to hear you. And I'm sure everybody in the chat room is just waiting to hear you. How about you, Gemini, 619? You got to abbreviate that Gemini. We all Geminis over here.
All right, yeah, Gemini in the house. But, well, we're going to keep it going, CBG, and I'm going to render another piece here called Truth Is.
All right.
Truth is, I'm not perfect, but I know my worth. My brilliance shines from Mother Earth. I'm a sister with tunnel vision. I'm focused. My path is clear. I'm decisive. I know what I want to do. I got precision. No, I'm not bragging. I don't want to waste time. Have no time for lagging. Truth is, I have had successes and some endeavors I have failed. But I push forward to do it. This is what makes me prevail. My drive is powerful than a locomotive. I push forward. Moving straight ahead, I'm a thoroughbred. I don't come from money. Wasn't made to go to church every Sunday. But my upbringing made me, and what other people think of me, I have no worries. The haters tried to stop me. They even mocked me. But now they flock to me because every fiery dart that they threw at me, they realize ain't no stop. My truth is like kryptonite. It equips me for the fight. About me, let me stand in place and shine in the light. From A to Z, these are the characteristics and the qualities that encompasses me. This is the scoop of my truth. It is my alphabet soup. I am admirable, business-minded, creative, devoted, exciting, funny, God-fearing, humane, innovating, jazzy, kinky, luminous, melodramatic, noble, optimistic, poetic, qualitative, reflective, sensual, talented, unique, venerating, witty, X-rated, youthful, and zesty. But my mixture is stirred up in a loop. You cross me, visions of me will be haunting, and you will be the only one wanting. My visions and my dreams to you may be unforeseen. Here's the thing. I am the author of my life's book. You thought my motivation you stripped away, perhaps took. Truth is, there's one thing you overlooked. You've been disconnected and the phone is off the hook. Your visions of me not conquering my dreams have been dismantled, discombobulated. My feet are pounding the pavement and your world I have shook. And that's my peace, my truth.
Woo! Clap yourself up. I mean, you're just everything.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. I kind of felt my own people. you know, I really had fun really, writing that piece, actually. It kind of gives you motivation. That's what poetry does. It motivates you, inspires you, and it keeps you pushing forward. So, you know, I love everything about poetry. But we're going to keep it going. And the number to call in again is 917-932-8881. Feel free, if you want to call in, we welcome you, we accept you, we love on everybody. I mean, this is a show for everybody. Again, let's recognize we have more guests that have joined the chat room here. Black Homeschools, again, welcome. Bree Rose, Gemini 619, Michael Collins, Quiet Spoken, well, let me see this right, Q-Storm, Spoken Word, Soft Kisses 63, Stevie G, my co-host, and Speak Easy Cafe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so glad you took time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us this evening. And again, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. CBG.
Yes, honey.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You
want to
bless me with another piece?
Yes, I will. I will bless you with one of my favorite pieces. And it's called There She Goes Again. There she goes again, bringing up that same old shit, and then wanting me to caress her body that night after that long, drawn-out fight. There she goes again. Her leg wrapping around my leg, expecting me to forget the earlier shit, but the leg feels good, so I hit it. There she goes again, getting on top of me and looking in my eyes and saying, Dad, you like the way I ride? When we're done, I'm satisfied and so is she. Then she looks at me and says, I got to pee. There she goes again, screaming because I left the seat up, because her ass got all wet up. So I laugh when I hear the splash while she's screaming like she has whiplash. There she goes again, mad at me once more, screaming and slamming doors, angry and won't speak to me. So I put my arm around her gently, but she shrugs me off a tad. I don't really think she's mad. There she goes again, asking me to put my arms back. But instead, I kiss the small of her back, and she turns and looks at me and says, I love you, baby. There she goes again, cold as ice, then hot as fire. There she goes again, hearing my heart's desire. There I go again, loving her, because there she goes again. And that's my piece.
All right, all right. My co-host did it again. Let's clap it up for him in the house. All right, CBG. Okay, the people are loving you. It says, fit that CBG boy, five-star poem. All right now. That's my co-host now. All right, all right, all right. We're going to keep it moving. My guests haven't showed up, but we got to keep the party going here. And we got 18 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to...
Somebody out there, Michelle, that wants to spit. Somebody out there in that chat room has got to have a little something to bless us with.
I think you got some nerve issues. Would
you please come to the mic so you can relieve yourself of your nerve issues?
We all family up in this piece. We all family. I love you all. This is why we call it the Poetic Energy Radio Show. First of all, it's my poetic name, but I love the great energy that people bring when you have togetherness, and that is so important in a lot of things that we do. So we don't be scared. Call in, and the number to call in is 917-932-8881. We're so glad to have you, but we must keep the party going, so I'm going to bless you guys with another piece from my book. I think I've done this one before, but I'm not sure, but bear with me. This piece is called Soulmate, Chocolate Eclair. Heart searching for love so true, turned to God because I didn't know what to do. God smiled on me, heavens opened up, and the sun shined through. He said, I have the perfect mate for you. God opened up the heavens and gave me a bird's eye view. There in the wilderness, there lied you. Examined the specimen of a chocolate man in the bear. The sight was glorious. The man who was uncompared. The thought of tasting you, my glands began to water. A flame of river flares. I imagined your taste was delicious, like a chocolate eclair. I knew our union would be rare. It almost seems unfair that two souls made into one, solid, undeflatable, don't need a spare. I wouldn't dare continue to nibble on another's chocolate eclair and miss the opportunity of a pure love that is divinely prepared. God shines on you. He took your rib and made me for you a gift directly handed to you. My chocolate eclair, my chocolate eclair, it gives me great pleasure to know that you would always be there. So move over, baby. Make room for me. I want to lie next to you. I'm coming to spend my life with you. And in holy matrimony, we will say, I do. And that's my piece.
Right.
All right. Let me.
Put some mental on her, brother.
All right. We're going to keep it going here. Let's take a little break and put in a little bit more music here. Let's take it to the spiritual realm for a moment, and we're going to play some Yolanda Adams here.
Dear God,
bear with us.
I pray that you open my heart and fill it with love. You want to ignore it, but you can't. You want to call it something else, but every time you get that gnawing feeling, that empty feeling in the pit of your stomach, you know. You know your behavior has gotten you into trouble again. You've been repeating your patterns, telling your stories, doing your thing. You've been acting desperate, acting needy. You've been giving more than you had to give, settling for less than you needed or wanted, and now you feel alone, angry, stuck and afraid, guilty and ashamed. It doesn't have to be that way. You just want to be loved. That's what we all want. To be loved, totally and unconditionally. We want to be valued and honored, held and heard, understood and respected, no matter what we've done, where we've been, or how we've gotten to. Dear God, I pray that you open my heart and fill it with love.
Okay. We got a lot of hands raised up, and we're going to acknowledge some of our callers. We have caller from the 503 area. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Who are we speaking with this evening?
This is Nyla.
Nyla, how are you? Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We're glad to have you. So you're going to share a piece with us?
I am. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I've loved what I've heard so far. It's been amazing.
Welcome,
thank
Nyla.
Thank you.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
The piece I brought tonight is actually one I'm going to be performing next week, so I figured I would read it and see if I can get some of my jitters out and see if I can get through it. I haven't read it in a long time, so it's called Exhumed.
Go ahead and do you.
Thank you, baby. Okay, Exhumed. It's funny the things the mind grabs a hold of, stores in its computer chip, forgotten, till something triggers the recall. William Buckland, born in 1784, spent his life eating specimens of every type of living creature he could find. A mole, blowflies, mice on toast, pickled horse tongue, puppies. Even, it is said, the mummified heart of King Louis XIV. But what I remember the most is while away on business he received word from the London Zoo that a leopard had died. Buckland rushed back from his trip, had the 5-day dead, 3-day buried corpse exhumed. so he could see what a leopard steak tasted like. It's funny the things that triggers the mind's recall, because that's exactly how I feel, just like that leopard. Every time you come back digging up the past just so you can take another bite out of me. End poem.
Woo!
Nyla. Powerful sister, I love that. Ooh, that was real deep. We appreciated that. Let me wait a minute. You deserve that.
Hey, give us some clap.
Clap
it up.
And then the clap it up.
All right, Nyla is in the house. We just love that.
All right, Nyla, thank you so much for blessing us on the mic this evening. We certainly enjoyed you. We do have a lot of callers in the room here, so we're going to try to move it on. Again, Nyla, thank you so much for coming by. We love you.
We enjoyed you, Nyla.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Please come back again. Please.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Call 505, Eric, call you on the air with Poetic Energy and CBG. Who are we speaking with?
This is Brianna, Bree Rose. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
Bree,
we can
hear you loud and clear, dear.
Wonderful. Wonderful show so far. Lovely. I have a piece for you.
Okay.
It's called,
let's hear it.
It's called Blood and Bassinets.
All right.
And what? Holding that stick in my hand, pink becoming the indicator of life, changing. Standing there with the weight of the world in my palm, my heart on the floor, alone. Thoughts scatter about. Goodbye dreams, hello reality. Unsure how I am going to hold human frailty by 10 fingers and 10 toes in arm's length with an embrace. Blood is mingling within my skin, life nurturing life, and suddenly love sets in, folding in on the crevices of pain, washing it away, flooding my heart, everything vanishing, except the undeniable instinct to protect, the blood that dances with mine, the heart that beats rhythmically in line. I can't even feel him, her, yet, but there I am, like Isis, hand to belly, cradling. Ready to lay my life on the line to protect what grows within. As this force overcomes, sneaking up from behind, adrenaline of, oh shit, alone and about to be an end-all, be-all, a nurturer, a provider of innocence, wrapped in a blanket looking at me with eyes of trust, laying his or her faith in me. Me, a mother to be, pushing a stroller, making a bottle, changing a diaper, cries of feed me, what comes to follow. My own tears of I need a moment, a second to regroup, to take a step back and shake. As instinct roars its head, assuming hunting stance, catching a backward glance, looking at my inadequacy, inexperience, running a marathon through my head till that fleeting moment is paused. My mind gathering balance, my arms stroking my abdomen in wonder, what, who? Wow. 20 years of life, still young, a mother to be, regaining my composure because now it is time to begin thinking about blood and bassinets, no longer about me. End poem.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
That was
good.
Very heartfelt. Wow. We so enjoyed you coming on the show, sharing us with that piece. That kind of, you know, did something to my heart. That was so beautiful, you know, beautifully written.
Thank you.
And a very powerful message, and certainly enjoy you coming by. And please do come back again. We appreciated that.
Thank you. It was wonderful to be here.
Have a good night.
Thank you. We do have other callers on the air, so we're going to chime in the next caller. Caller 504, area code. You're on the show with Poetic E and CBG. Who are we speaking with? Caller 504, area code. Okay, I guess no one's there. We're going to go to the next caller. Caller 925, you're on the air with Poetic E and CBG, who we're speaking with.
Hi, my name is Charve Joshua.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Poetic Energy Show. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a piece called Back to Me.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear Back to You, Back to Me, or Back to Me, Back to You.
Yeah. Okay, Back to Me. Growing up as a child, I felt alone. No one nurtured me spiritually within the home. Matured into a teen, by then I stayed gone. But life in the streets was lonely like home. Block after block after block I would roam, searching for a path that I could have as my own. But how could I grab a hold of what I couldn't recognize? How could I discover what I didn't know how to find? Way down with emotions undescribed, waiting for that fulfillment feeling to arrive. It never did, so I remained high. Babies and thugs made the time fly by. Well off into my 20s, yet where was I? Trying to be the mother I didn't know how to be, while trying to be a lover without loving me. Then a killer changed my world relentlessly, snatched my first love and my 20s away from me. I wandered in my 30s with a heart full of grief and said I do to a camouflaged thief. I sucked down sufferance until I had enough of waking day to day with my mind handcuffed, imprisoned behind the bars of a life dried up, until the Lord gave me the strength to rise up. Thank you, Father. I gathered the leftover crumbs of my soul and finally found that path I searched for years ago. And although at times I get lonely on this road, I continue on despite the weariness in my feet, for this is the only road that leads back to me. The end.
That was all right.
Ooh, the show is winding down, but I got to get my sister her props. Give her a little clap on.
Thank you.
Yes. I love that.
On my next show, please.
I will.
I want you to come back and do that piece again. We are running short on time, but I love you for coming out and showing us the love and gracing us with that piece.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. We're going to go to the next caller. Caller 270, you're on the air with Poetic E and CBG.
Okay, this is Black Homeschoolers back with a piece called Every Woman.
Welcome back.
All right. Welcome back.
Okay, this piece is called Every Woman, and it starts off, a woman's strength is at an all-time high. Her time is no longer passing her by. She is not weak, but so very strong. We have overcome is her new theme song. She bounces back if life tosses her around. She doesn't let anything keep her down. Her sporty abilities inspire great athletic pride. You can't do this myths are put to the side. She builds her house from the ground to the top. If asked to stop building, she will never stop. Her race is human and her background is life. She's an exceptional mother and a stunning wife. Her goals soar high above all that's expected. She reflects strength and courage if ever rejected. She defends what she loves and puts fear aside. She still shows humility with a great deal of pride. She makes her mark with every deal she closes, while still making time to wipe her children's noses. She seeks to climb mountains no woman has climbed. She knows that daydreamers are left behind. Her limitations are none, and her talents are many. She teaches her children that her limits aren't any. She fights overseas battles on the front lines of war. She helps freedom ring and brings it to your door. She leaps over hurdles and puts balls through hoops. She assists her husband with ties and belt loops. Her intellect supersedes what is considered the norm. She's bright yet funny and still in womanly form. She makes powerful speeches to the nations abroad. She tends to family needs whenever she's called. Baking cookies and chicken are now major enterprise. Her restaurant attractions are her homemade pies. Wow, so many attributes for the world to see. This descriptive every woman depicts you and me.
Woo! All right, we're going up with the, going out with a bang. We got to clap the whole Black Hole Schoolers. Thank you so much for blessing us with that piece. I am so feeling that because, you know, we got 1 minute and 56 seconds, and we'd just like to take this time to thank everyone in the chat room for coming out hanging with us, everyone that read a piece this evening. We so love you. Thank you for bringing the energy up in the room. Thank you for just loving your show and love to the show this evening. My host and my poetic G, Stevie G and myself were so glad to have you. We welcome you to come back again. We love you, we love you, we love you, and peace. This is the end of the Poetic Energy Radio Show for this evening. Signing off with Maxwell. Love you. Good night, all. We love you.
Good night.